Well, if you've been listening over the last few weeks to us here on the air, you probably know that our news team is keyed into the local election cycle that is already underway for this fall. So, too, is the Orange County election staff, as they are with every single cycle. The group recently shared early voting dates for this fall's municipal elections and shared some info about a big change between this year's voting process and last year's. Joining me to talk a little bit more about both of those topics is Rachel Raper, who is the Director of Elections for Orange County. Rachel, thanks so much for joining the program and welcome back. How are you?
I'm well, and I hope you are too.
We are doing okay. I'm sure it's a busy time for you guys, especially since the early voting sites have been announced and the dates have been shared with people. Let's start there. There are five early voting sites in Orange County this year. Can you share with our listeners what those are and when early voting gets started this election cycle?
Yes, so early voting gets started in Hillsboro at Orange Works at Hillsboro Commons, and that gets started on Thursday, October 19th. And so early voting will just be at that location from October 19th through Wednesday, October 25th. And then on Thursday, October 26th, we open up four additional sites. And those sites can be found at Carrboro Town Hall Complex, and that's at 108 Bim Street. We'll also be at Chapel of the Cross at 304 East Franklin Street, the Seymour Center at 2551 Homestead Road, and then we're going to be at Chapel Hill Library again at 100 Library Drive. And we were at the library in November of 2022 and had such a great time there that we're going to be at the library for this election and hopefully moving forward.
I was going to say, that was actually one of my top questions for you, was what was the assessment of the library and how that went as an early voting site last cycle? Because I dropped by and it seemed like it was incredibly popular. So what stood out to you and stood out to the election staff who were there?
The library was one of the many bright spots of November in 2022. We had just an excellent turnout over there. The staff was so wonderful over there, and voters just really enjoyed their voting experiences at the library.
It makes a lot of sense. It's a great facility. Now, you mentioned how the Hillsboro location is going to be starting a week earlier with early voting than the Chapel Hill and Carrboro locations. Why is that? Is it a staffing issue? I just can't think of another time where we've had one location start so early compared to the others. So what went into that decision?
So that location is in lieu of our office, and state law requires our office to be open the full early voting schedule, which starts October 19th and it runs through Saturday, November 4th. Because of turnout in municipal elections, we normally see less than 20% of a voter turnout. We really looked at the data for early voting and the board decided that they would rather have more locations later in the cycle where more people take advantage of early voting than have five sites the whole time when sometimes we see 30 or 40 people per day at these locations. So we really wanted to target our resources and have an additional site for this election cycle.
We're speaking with Rachel Raper, who's the Director of Elections for Orange County. The county's website is orangecountync.gov, and you can look for the elections tab there to find all details about the early voting schedule, the election schedule, details on candidates for this municipal cycle, and crucially, some important details about voter ID, because photo ID is now required by North Carolina law to vote. This is the first cycle in a long time where that has been the case. And there was, I just saw this announced last week. I believe we talked about it here on the air, Rachel, that the Board of Elections in each county actually has the ability to give people a free voter ID card. So can you tell us a little bit more about that effort and what people should know about trying to get one of those?
So there are a lot of different photo IDs that are acceptable for use for voting purposes. People can use their North Carolina driver's license or ID card, their passport, the NC photo ID card, which is what our office is producing. And again, that's any voter who would like to have A photo ID for voting purposes only can stop by our office. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and there's no appointment needed. They just stop by, fill out a form, and then we'll take their photo, and they'll leave with a voter photo ID card. And again, that's for voting purposes only.
Gotcha. And is there a deadline to get those IDs? I know, obviously, there are big deadlines around voter registration, and it sounds like, I imagine, if somebody wants to register to vote through the County Board of Elections, they can get their ID at the same time. But is there a deadline that people will need to get those free voter ID cards before the voting cycle really kicks in?
So the free ID cards are for election purposes. We will produce them all the way up until the last day of early voting on November 4th.
Understood. And obviously, again, this is going to be a big change for people who might not be paying all that much attention to election news right now. So that's great that they'll have time to get those IDs. And you mentioned all the other forms of IDs, which might take a little bit longer to get. But since this is the first cycle, and again, it's not going to be as big of a turnout because it's a municipal cycle, so maybe that's a bit of a silver lining. I don't know. You can tell me that, Rachel. But what challenges do you see voter ID presenting to people who are showing up to the ballots? Are your workers kind of already preparing for maybe some missteps in that process by voters who show up and maybe haven't heard of this change?
Yes. Yeah, so one really great thing is that UNC students and staff are able to use their employee badges and student IDs. That is an acceptable form of voter ID, which, as you can imagine, for our office, that it was a really great thing that both the students and staff at UNC are able to use their identification for voting purposes.
Yeah, so that should help a little bit. And again, the Board of Elections offering a free voter ID card should help with people snagging those as well. Are there any extra steps that the election workers are having to prepare for? I'm not sure if it is as simple as they're just going to, you know, check whatever ID people have. But is there any extra training that your election staff is going to have to go through before this fall?
Absolutely. Our election staff will go through training about what photo IDs are acceptable for voting, and they'll also go through the training of what to do when voters present without photo IDs, because no voter will be turned away. There is a process for any voter who presents without a photo ID, and so our staff both at early voting sites and on election day will be well trained to help guide our voters through that process so that no one is turned away when they present to vote.
Yeah, that is an absolutely important detail to keep in mind as well. Once again, we're speaking with Rachel Raper, who's the Director of Elections for Orange County. We've got a few minutes left, Rachel. Are there any other trends that we typically see during municipal election seasons? I know that you mentioned, obviously, turnout is significantly down and people tend to go in the later part of the early voting period. But are there any other trends that we typically see in Orange County that you find interesting or that maybe our audience should know about?
So I feel like the trend that I expect the most will be what I see every election, and that is more people who will be voting early. It just looks like our voters really respond to early voting, and that's why I'm so pleased that we have that additional early voting site for the municipal elections. Like I said, early voting starts at Orange Works in Hillsboro on October 19th. And that runs until Wednesday, October 25th. And then on October 26th, we have voting still going there, but we also open those four additional sites. And then voters have the opportunity to vote all the way until Saturday, November 4th. From 8 to 3, Saturday, November 4th is the last day to vote early. And all five sites will be open then. And again, I just see more voters taking enjoying using the early voting as their method of voting.
Yeah, it makes sense. It seems like that continues to be the case as people, especially here where we have students, you can take advantage of early voting because you don't have to worry about the voting district that you're in, correct? And going to a specific polling place like you would have to do on election day.
Yes, and that's the biggest difference between early voting and election day voting. With early voting, you just go to whichever of the sites is most convenient for you. However, on election day, it is important to present to the site that you're assigned to.
Yeah. Well, once again, orangecountync.gov/elections is the page to go to, not only to get details about early voting, voter ID, election day information, including your precinct and the places to go to, but all of that and everything in between. And obviously, we've got a lot more coverage to go between now and the election season in the fall. But we know Rachel Raper and the Orange County Elections team is going to be doing some great work, as always. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us and sharing all this information. And we look forward to talking with you more soon about this election cycle.
Thanks for having me.